Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, how you doing, everyone? This is Sana Cody, DJ Sana Cody, right here in Taino Radio, a.k.a. Hold on a second. We just have a little technical difficulty here, like always. Yeah, this is Taino Radio. This is Arayeke Tribal News Network. And check it out. I got a special guest straight out of France. His name is Vanguard, so I'm going to try to connect him. Just give me 1 second. Okay, Vanguard, can you hear me? Hold on a second. I'm getting some time from France. Don't worry, we got this.
Yeah, we got a little echo here. Trying to fix it up. Oh, I'm sorry, we're here in the studios. I got some breaking news here. I'm trying to get the activist Vanga, who was at Christie's. Give me 1 second. We just got disconnected. Don't tell me the men in black are in France. What's going on? We're trying to contact Vanga right now. I think we got a connection here.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Connection's pretty bad. Hold on. How about now? Can you hear me? Oh, it's hard to get the reception, right?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. I'm trying to... All right, I think I got better sound for you now. So Vanga, what are you in Christie's right now, or you left?
Oh, I left. It ended around an hour and a half ago.
Oh, an hour and a half.
Exactly an hour ago.
Oh, man. Can you let us know what happened? Can you... Well, tell us about yourself first. Where you from?
Oh, well, I'm from Puerto Rico. I was born and raised in Arecibo. I'm doing my master's in what's called... It's called Transdisciplinary New Media. So I work with what is new media art, like VR, virtual reality, augmented reality, and different forms of changing what we commonly know art with technology. I was a teacher in Puerto Rico. I worked for the Department of Education. I worked in the Montessori program in Ciales. I lived in Puerto Rico from like more than 7-8 years. Like all Puerto Ricans, I migrated to the United States back and forth.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I finished my bachelor's in an entire month, and it's called Education in Visual Arts, with a minor in drawing. And I'm currently in Paris doing this master's.
Oh, that's amazing. And you're at the right place at the right time with the Christie's auction of the Taino sacred beings and ceremonial tools. Can you walk us through what happened, what did you do there?
Well, I had created flyers in English and in French, basically providing information on where these artifacts come from, how they should be properly returned to their homeland, and what has happened to the people that originally created them and what they signify to them, because to sell something without really having a context or meaning, I don't really oblige by the sale of these or trade of artifacts that, or the words that they use, like extinct as in like people are gone. When
right.
obviously we know as people on the island, we have Taino and people practice this still. My grandfather still has a practice of doing certain things with agriculture like Taino and bathing in the rivers.
Right.
And these are customs that we keep. My grandfather still speaks some of the language. I really don't. Well, it's just me and my older sister who practices with my grandfather. And I've always been watching, but I always played on the side. But my project has to do with integrating the indigenous artifacts to art. So one of my projects is called Digital Archaeology.
Okay.
So I'm doing what you call recreating these indigenous artifacts into 3D models so you can download them, see them, print them, and there wouldn't be a need for selling these artifacts if you can recreate them and or see where they give better context of it. So one of my projects is to create a page that's called It Will Be an Artistic Research of Digital Archaeology of Taino Artifacts, knowing that Tainos are derivatives of the Arawak tribe and how they have been, and knowing the history behind it and what each semi represents. So I've done my own investigation on it. I personally, back in a few years ago, my grandfather, sometimes I thought he was crazy for always telling me these stories. So I had to see where I really come from, and I really do have these roots, and I couldn't stand by and say I wasn't going to watch this happen. If I'm right, it's literally like 30 minutes away from my university. So I made these flyers. I threw them out all through my university, did the best I could. And I was there, and at first they were intimidated. We had our signs. We had our message. We had it in French, so they can obviously understand what we're saying. And it took them about, like, I was there since 3. Before the auction started, they already had called the police to intimidate us. Because we have the right to protest. It's a human right. It's a free human right here to protest.
Oh, great.
And they asked for our identifications. They asked us where we lived. Policemen are supposed to be able to speak English, but they pretended they did not know English. They were just doing this bully game with us, and also the security in the auction and Christie's.
Yeah.
And they told us if we continued there, they would arrest us. And the thing is, they had insinuated that we had gone inside the auction area, and we were disturbing or preventing people from coming inside, which was a lie, because we were just there peacefully cleaning these fires and speaking to people. So we were there. After we were told to move, we went to the other side of the sidewalk. We were still visible, so sending these flyers, and actually had to talk to one of these people that was going to buy an artifact from the auction, and how he perceived it was he said that there is no point into trying to return something when it's considered an object that people, it's just considered an object to them. And it was very saddening to hear how people perceive artifacts but yet want to buy them.
Right.
And that's what my projects are based on.
Well, first, I want to congratulate you for your commitment in your art. Man, that sounds amazing. I can't wait to see your artworks. You know, you're replicating the Taino through digital, right? The Semis.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they will have more information. So there will be a webpage where it gives you a background history on the Tainos.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you the correct connotation of what these artifacts are from, and you can visually see them in a 3D rendering. And I work in a 3D fab lab where I practice printing these artifacts, creating them with other artists that I work on in my program. And these are just one of the many multiple projects that I've been working on to integrate what would be, like, we considered old traditional arts, new media.
Mm-hmm.
I also have like an installation that's recreating not the actual game of Batu, but the representation
right.
of the feeling and emotions towards them. So it's about trying to discover new forms of communicating history, ancestry, culture, that is not part, like, it's the documentation is dispersed, and trying to find a way of unifying all these documents, because my uncle is an archaeologist in Puerto Rico, and some of these documents that provide the evidence that Taínos have existed since 300 BC or longer before that, or the evidence of the
right.
archaeology of the what's under the UPR, University of Utuado, is documented. It's archived in books. It's not digitalized. So people still can't find this information. So what I'm trying to do is find a new form of linking all this information, these investigations people have done, and finding a source material that people can find. I am not an archaeologist. I'm an artist. So it's an artistic research. And these are considered projects that I'm doing. But they are also artworks, because they also provide aesthetic value. And they do have a background to them.
Brother, you just blew me away. I can't. Oh man, we got to get you back on Arayeke Radio, Taino Radio, so you could really, you can really share what you're doing. This is amazing. I can't wait. Now I feel impatient, but I can't wait to see your works. This is a bridge.
Yeah.
From the
yeah,
ancient world to the right now. This is gonna blow everything away. This is wonderful. I really. Thank you for that. You know, we had some little issues in the beginning with the sound. Can you just please share again your name and, you know, why you're in France and everything, your background? Yeah,
okay. Well, my full name is Onyx Nieves Vanga, but I just go by Vanga.
Okay.
That's, it's his last name that has no Spanish origin. And my grandfather always said it's from somewhere that it's from the island. And it's a very it's only one family called Vanga, so I like preferring being called Vanga.
Beautiful.
I was born in Arecibo. I was born and raised on I was born on the island. I was raised not just solely in Puerto Rico, but outside of the state. Like, I've gone through what most Puerto Ricans gone through, that constant movement because of the problems with the island and shift of government causes people to be educated in different forms. But I have an education background and also a visual arts background as my bachelor's that I did in San Germán. And now I'm doing what's called transdisciplinary new media in my university is called Paris College of Art. And transdisciplinary new media is just another word of talking about how to integrate technology and arts. So virtual reality, reality, this new thing that we're talking about, like metaverse.
Right.
We work with certain tools to actually use them, and because artists experiment with these tools before they actually been used for like the general sense of population. So like, I am working with 3D models and rendering them into so people can print them. I work in a 3D printer lab currently, where I can recreate them and make them into a physical form. So we call it open source. So it's open source
okay.
refers to that anything that I create is open to the public to find and use for themselves. So when I talk about open source about my project is once I have this web page created, any information I can gather that can be properly defended and that has a good documentation I would use as a form of bibliography. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can still hear you.
This is a little bit about what I'm doing currently.
No, that is amazing. You're like the contemporary Taino artist from the ancient world. Come time travel now and like really opening up to all of us a service, a true service in the Taino culture. This is amazing. Now you mentioned that the police were kind of Well, two questions. One was the police. They were acting like they weren't really, like they didn't know what they were doing, like the English, and they were being really not protecting your rights to assemble, huh? And how did you feel about that? What was your feelings with that?
I try to be as peaceful as I can.
Right.
I'm not in a country where I can say that I know these rights. But I do know the basic understanding that people do have the right to protest and do have certain freedom of speech. It's very a little bit different from where we are. But to intimidate in that manner isn't really necessary. Like
right.
information, the truth will come out no matter what. Like,
definitely.
Eventually the truth will be seen, will be heard, and it doesn't have to be, it was always felt, the truth is felt. And when
right.
we talk about these things, you know, people can write whatever they want, but when we talk about them, we really feel that they can relate to us, or why we're doing these things has truth. We're doing this because we understand that we come from this. This is they can say, they can write down that we're extinct, but the truth is, we know we're not. You know?
Exactly. That's and this is that's another thing about this auction, that in their scholars are saying that, you know, we don't exist. It ended mid 1500s. And these are scholars, historians, and I believe archaeologists. Archaeologists, right, who study the works.
Yeah, and they say they study the works, but then when you read the descriptive text of what these artifacts are,
right.
they don't properly analyze where they come from. Like, each to me represents an ancestor or God or anything that, as we visually see, we can depict what it is. But
right.
for them, they just simply had this general description of it's an artifact. It's from the culture. We don't really know. But it's like they haven't investigated properly to actually have that information.
Look
and
at that.
If you don't actually, like, you can figure out which semi represents which god, because, like, in Santo Domingo, they have their own, they have certain semis that represent certain gods. And you can clearly see the characters. Or when you look at a bau, which is a cacique's chair, you know, that has a certain history or a certain story, because each one was individually made for a certain cacique.
Right.
And it's about looking at it, analyzing it, and trying to see what language, because it's not it's not a written language, it's more of a visual language of how we can interpret these artworks. And if people actually take the time to it, we can probably share more information.
Right, right. You know, we had a short notice here in the city. We did
sharing the information.
Sharing the information, yeah. And the other question I want to ask you there. So, the person that you said you spoke to, one of the bidders, you said, it was like the, what was their attitude again? Like a disconnect?
They were very disconnected. They were like, I've been doing this for more than 10 years. They said that we had 100 years to catch up and catch up to finding our culture again. And again, every single island has a different history. Puerto Rico, the Spaniards came, and the population of indigenous people decreased, and then they wrote us off as dead. But since obviously we know that we won, because there's documentation that says when the Americans came after 1898, then in a relative sense of in 1905 to 1907, they grabbed a large population of what was left of Tainos, and they went and put them in school to learn to be educated.
Right.
So we find a document that says from this colonizer that we are extinct, but then how is it in the second colonizer they found people and they're trying to educate them. So we find the thing is we find little bits and pieces of this information, and then we ask ourselves, where is the evidence? If the documents are there, why haven't they organized themselves to properly tell the truth? So why don't they stop saying that they got extinct here? If later on they say they put them into these camps later on in the 90s, and how did this affect the population? And we have something that in Spanish we call educación crisol, which is when you integrate a culture to eliminate a culture, and that's what we've had slowly done to us on the island, which affects drastically going back to the roots of where we come from. But you see people still have the same customs and habits of what was Borinquen, which is the original name of the island, in the center of the island. People still fish with their hands. People still live by the river. People still have the characteristics of a Taino. And we understand that. This is how we live. We're very calm and collected, happy people, because we have some sense of root to the land. We know we're from there.
Yep.
If you can gather that information, that would just be a better tool for furthering the future of recreating tribes or providing more information.
Yeah, one of the things I love about Puerto Rico and also Dominican Republic is like they have nicknames for people and they always refer to you by how you look. So they'll say, you know, Negrito or Indio. You know, it's still like, it's still common. Like people, you know, modern times, we recognize what's there. Oh, you know, and it's the fishing, the farming, the diet, right? It's still very much alive and well. So this, this bitter, was this bitter French? Was he French that you spoke to? Or was from another country, the bitter?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, wait, was he French, the bitter?
Yeah, he was actually, sadly, he was American. He was an American going to the auctions.
Are you kidding me?
He was speaking English, yeah.
Wow, look at that. Yeah, man, this is, it, there's much to be done. This is only the beginning, man. I know a lot of people I've been talking to here from our tribe, we're crying, we're in tears, man. You know, we felt that energy. It's almost like, you know, like being stripped from our parents, you know, like, yo, where you going? So, and what are the odds, right? And I believe some people reached out to you, right, from my tribe, Yukayeke. We're trying to find someone, Boricua, someone that lived in France. And there you are, right? Not too far, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember who reached out to you? I forget who it was. I think it was Yesenia or someone. Selena.
Can you say that again?
I forget who reached out to you through Instagram.
I reached out by many people. I think it was, I talked to Stephanie, Selena,
yeah.
Like a few other Taínos,
yeah.
Really just I kept seeing their messages about this auction, and that's how I found out about it.
That is amazing. Yeah, Selena from Arayeke, and Stephanie. And you know what's great is that you were there at the right time. What are the chances, right? Like, wow.
Everything is predestined. Everything is meant to be, will be, and we'll find our way.
Wow, and the work that you're doing is like, it's almost like a parallel kind of, it's weird. You have to
It's very much related to what was happening. Because I didn't have no idea that this was actually happening. Because I've been here since August doing my master's, and all of a sudden I saw this, the beginning of last week, I saw this post, and I was like, wow, you know, this is here. And I protested in Puerto Rico, and I was, like, trying to wrap my head around, how do I protest here?
Right.
But doing it in a peaceful form.
Right.
So I tried to organize myself as best as I could.
Wow. You did a great job, man. I want to congratulate you on behalf of all Taínos. Thank you for being there, man. Wow. That's, like you said, it's, nothing's an accident, right?
So,
wow. All right, I'm just going to check something here in my studio. Man, but I really appreciate you taking the time. We can document this. This is historical. It's only the beginning, right? There's much work ahead. So, well, I want to thank you once again, Vanga, right? Vanga. And I'm looking forward to have you again on the show. We could discuss more about your work. It's going to help so many of us understand this beautiful, you know, these sacred beings, these semis, and
thank you. When I have my webpage for this artistic research, I will be posting it so people can enter into the webpage, and if we slowly edit it, and it's a constant growth of this webpage that we'll be adding. More indigenous artifacts and more background to it, and it will be constantly evolving as this webpage evolves.
That's wonderful, man. I would have loved to see their faces when you showed up. You know, they're saying we don't exist, and here's a Taíno right in front of them. That's great, man. this is great for a movie, right?
Yeah, I know it is. We correlated all the doors. There's three doors, and they would go through. My friend is Caucasian, and everybody would go through the door he was closest to because he seemed more friendly, and they would look at me, and then they seemed more intimidated. Like I had the security closer to me than they had towards the other people. And you can see that they were surprised to see this brown skinned man here in the middle of Paris.
That's amazing. That's part of the script, right? That's part of the Taino script. That these ancestors, they're good writers, man.
Yes, they are.
I just heard too from Akasika here, Stephanie, that some of the items were passed. Some of the lots were passed. They didn't go. No one bought them, so that's interesting. So, so what I'm hearing is that the auction reading wasn't really successful. So maybe some of the bidders chose not to. So that's
I was looking at the live, and the prices had drastically dropped, or the bidding had, like, some of these items things seemed like they were from, like, they had left the catalog. You couldn't see them anymore. And the prices really drastically dropped. Like, people saw the petition. This wasn't just the Caribbean. Mexico had also written to them. Mm-hmm. And what's ironic is that the owner to Christie's, his wife is Mexican. So she's Mexican descent, and she understands the value of artifacts. So it's kind of shocking to hear that, you know, these things are passed like nothing, even though that they're so close to culture that has to relate it to indigenous people. Like, they also sold indigenous Mexican artifacts, and it's very ironic.
Wow. Well, you know what? Now, you know, we won the battle today. We won it. They know we're here. They know we exist. They saw you. They saw that petition. So, you know, it's a battle won today, I believe. And the work continues, right? Wow.
Yes, every day. Every day we work.
That's it, man. Well, listen, thank you once again, Vanga, for being on Arayeke Tribal News Network here, Taino Radio. And I'll send you the link to this show, right? All shows are archived. So I would love to have you in the future, okay?
Thank you for having me.
Oh, brother, very good, man. Hope to see you. Maybe I'll meet you one day in live, you know? And
one day, it is possible, my friend.
Word. Thank you. And listen, good luck to your studies. Go for it.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been a long journey.
Oh, man. That's great. All right, man. So I'll see you soon. And Bo Matun, thank you for everything. And Bo Kwatukan, blessings, okay? Pumatun, gracias. Okay. All right, everybody, you heard it. Straight out of France. What I'm getting out of all this is a battle won. We didn't win the war. Not yet. We have to strategize more. But we won the battle today, according to my casica, Inaburia, Stephanie. This auction really wasn't that great. So the petition worked. My brother Van got there and his protesters didn't work. I mean, it worked. And Christie's in France and in New York City from Monday up to now, unless they really can understand, they know right now that the Taino people are alive and well. And we're coming back peacefully. We're going to fight for what's right. So I just want to end the show now. Thank you all for tuning in and downloading the show. The show is international, all throughout the world. We don't have France yet, but hey, maybe we can get them after this show. And, man, I'm just speechless right now. I was very emotional before, but now I'm ready. I'm ready for the next round. I'm going to strategize and see what we can do. So let me play one final song here for everyone. Man, there's so much to choose, but just want to thank everyone once again for being part of Taino Radio, which is now Arayeke Tribal News Network. And it's been real. It's been super emotional day, but we got this. So this is DJ Sana Cody. And we're going to come back with you with more shows. And guess what? Let's look up to the sky. Yokahu, let's look down to Mother Earth. Atabe, they're with us. We are only the tools. They are the inspiration. They are in control.
Yokahu, Atabira.